Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss our Christmas plans, the real definition of big hole energy, Kardashians on ecstasy, and we review Boy Erased, the Little Mix album, and the Rita Ora album. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Tyler.
Oh, my goodness gracious. How are you?
Look how beautiful you look today.
I feel really cute. I'm wearing a purple shirt.
You call that purple?
Baby, I wish you could see.
Bitch, that doesn't even look, that doesn't even look purple.
I would call it Cabernet.
Yeah, right.
It really is. You know what? And let me tell you why I know it's Cabernet.
Okay, go for it.
Because I just did a closet
revamp.
I took out maybe 80 things from my closet.
She got rid of everything garish.
I got rid of so many things, and so I had a whole section of my closet that was now free, so I hung up all of my t-shirts.
Wow, I am so proud of you.
And so, in conclusion...
To hang your t-shirts.
And it felt very rich to hang my t-shirts. And so, in conclusion, I hung my t-shirts up in order of Roy G. Biv, and I know that this is Cabernet because it's right at the end of... So...
I just don't believe any of that.
Next time you're here, I'll take you on a little trip to my closet.
When I was at Thanksgiving with my friends, I was telling my one friend, Carol, I was saying, oh, I just love your Merlot pants.
Shorty got Merlot, low, 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 low.
Shorty got Merlot. Yeah, I guess I was just on one on Thanksgiving because I was also...
That does not seem like you at all.
I was also flirting with this guy via Instagram who seemed to wear an entire head-to-toe Merlot moment to his Thanksgiving.
Head-to-toe Merlot?
And I had to tell, and I guess maybe that's why he didn't respond to my...
He's a head-to-toe Merlot beau. I hate when people call their boyfriends or whatever beau. What is that?
I said, you have a H-to-T Merlot moment.
Moment. Oh, call.
And you can get low in that head-to-toe Merlot. Merlot mint.
So, he better reap what he sow.
I wish he would reap or sow anything on me.
Okay. Speaking of which, did you get a lot of dick pics last week?
Actually, I would say right around
Was
the
it
tens.
Last week or 2 weeks ago? I don't know how long ago that was.
I would say right around, it was tens, tens, tens across the board.
10 dick pics and they were all tens across the board.
I will say it was right around 10 and every dick pic that I got was actually pretty good. But I feel like it was people who were very fedant. They were like, they know they had a big dick. So they were like, I'm going to send it.
Well, you can be confident with a small or medium sized dick.
Right. And I would say only one person asked me out on a date. So,
so as a status update, where are we right now in your life?
I am still single.
Got
another,
it.
Another Christmas alone. That's what they'll say about me.
Oh, me, oh my. Well,
another Christmas alone. There goes Corey.
You know,
so sad.
I was going to spend another Christmas alone, but now I have Christmas plans.
Wow.
I know.
Brag alert.
So I'm a little nervous.
Are you going to like take your Merlot shirt to your little Christmas plans?
I don't know. It might be a little flashy. I'm meeting, you know,
it might be a little flashy.
I'm meeting the family. So it's kind of is a Merlot shirt too faggoty for a whole household of straight people? I don't know. I sincerely don't see straight people anymore. So I don't know what's like appropriate. Is a Merlot tea too much for the girls?
The thing that's too much is you calling like a navy blue shirt Merlot.
Is this purple? I can't wait to fight with one of his relatives about what color my shirt is.
That's like Welch's grape juice at best.
That
juice has not fermented Henny.
I just watched a video today that was people seeing color for the first time. You know, everyone's already seen the videos.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
But
I love those.
For some reason, I decided to watch a compilation. Which would you prefer? A colorblind seeing color for the first time compilation or a compilation?
Bitch, I would
or
always
a colorblind
say,
compilation.
I literally thought you were gonna say a colorblind comp belation, or like people who have not the ability to like hear.
Cochlear implants.
Yes.
Would you rather watch a cochlear implant video or a
cochlear implant? I'm gonna
like when somebody implants a cock into your.
Yeah. I guess I'm just going with porn across the board because.
Tens across the board.
You know what they say? Alone again on Christmas.
I'll be in my Merlot. You'll be downing your sorrows with Merlot.
Speaking of tens across the board.
Yeah, what?
You know, well, you know who sings that?
RuPaul. I'm sorry. I took a hit of helium. Right before
this. Yeah, apparently. No, J-Lo, bitch.
Oh.
Well, let me tell you.
What?
I had an advanced screening to the new J-Lo movie.
No!
Second
Did you really?
Act. Yeah. Oh, I took all the girls.
Didn't
the
you
four
come
of
to
us
the last?
Went,
didn't you come with me to the last J-Lo screening?
To be fair, I did look
and the last J-Lo in-person concert?
To be fair, I did look at my roommate who loves J-Lo and I said, I guess I'm a bigger J-Lo fan than you because this is my second J-Lo premiere as far as movies go.
Did she go? Was she there?
No. Oh. She was not there like pushing her like diet pill or whatever she was pushing the time we saw her
skincare.
It was skincare during her Boy Next Door premiere. But all I kept thinking was at one point in the movie, she drank a beer and I thought, I wonder if that's apple juice because I heard J-Lo doesn't drink and that's how her skin looks so flawless.
It really took you out of the movie.
It did, but bitch, I was pulled right back in because...
What's the premise of the movie? What's it called?
Oh my God, it's called Second Act.
J-Lo's back.
There's J-Lo and she's also with my husband, Milo Ventimiglia, okay. Who's from that This Is
you
Us.
You know those celebrities that you know are A-list, but they've completely like gone off the radar for you? Like you haven't... consumed anything with them in it. He's one of those people for me.
I definitely wouldn't call him A-list. I feel like This Is Us has been his big break.
I often get him confused with Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever his name is.
Those are not even close.
Whenever you're talking about a Milo, my head goes to the Milo, the gay Milo who hates himself.
Well, we all do a little.
Well, same. Alone again on Christmas.
Anyways, the movie's called Second Act, and there's J-Lo working at a grocery store, and she just doesn't have a college degree, so how can she move up in the biz? So you know what she does? Fake resume, and then she gets the job of her dreams, and I thought, bitch, I'm going to make a fake resume, because if J-Lo can do it, I can do it.
You know what I find? Me to not want to see that movie.
You would love it. I was doing my
you know,
TV
but like
laugh.
You know how they're like, oh, movies, you can't really make a movie because the plot of this would be ruined if any of the characters had a cell phone. The same would be true for this movie if anybody had a LinkedIn. Does she not have a LinkedIn?
No, I don't know. It was around the holidays. People
and she
at
becomes
the
a CEO without having a LinkedIn account.
No, bitch, not a CEO. She was like
She's a CEO.
What's it called when you like
you really
like
did, you really didn't give CEO the time of day.
Bitch. Well, it's a great movie. Star-studded cast. That one girl's in it.
Would you call Santa a CEO ho ho?
Well, Santa's not real.
Jesus. Okay. I saw a book
about... And there you have it.
I saw a book, a kid's book, about Santa Claus and his husband.
What?
And it's an intergacial couple.
Okay.
Of Santa and his husband. And it's a kid's book. And I thought, whoa, work. Whoa. Wow, it's the liberal. It's the future liberals want.
Bear culture.
No, that is bear culture, I think. Hoo-wee.
Santa is a... daddy bear. Okay. But anyways, so I got a little carried away thinking about how I'm going to be alone on Christmas.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Dropbox. Now, imagine a workplace with no distractions, no disruptions, no endless searching to find the latest version, no constantly switching between apps. Just imagine a place where everything flows. At Dropbox, they are building a home for all of your team's work and the conversation around it with a suite of tools that maximizes inspiration and minimizes distraction. Because when teams are in flow, everything just clicks. And if all of that sounds beautiful to you, like it does to me, just visit dropbox.com/flow.
I was gonna say, in that J-Lo movie, is that one girl, what's her name?
I hate this.
Maybe Victoria Justice.
I'm back.
No, what's her name?
Or is it that redhead who sprinkled cinnamon on me?
No.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
What's her name?
Tila Dunn.
No. She's like a bad girl with a good sense
what
of...
What is her name? Oh, I figured out who I was thinking of.
Who am Vanessa, I thinking of?
You're thinking of... Bitch, I don't know. You should know this. You used to have the same publicist.
I know. And that's why we were at the same event and she poured cinnamon on me. What's her name?
I don't know, but she was...
I'm going to do a Google search. Bad girl with red hair.
She was on that. She was on Tyler Henry Psychic Medium, just like you.
Ginger with red hair?
No, was it?
Found her. Ginger with red hair. What's her name?
Okay. Wasn't she dating Greg?
Guess ginger with red hair is redundant.
Sure is.
Oh, I meant to search bad girl ginger.
She was dating Greg Sulkin. Just Google Greg Sulkin ex
Sulkin
girlfriend.
Bella Thorne.
Bitch, I found it. Greg Sulkin.
Okay, his name is Greg Sulkin, and he's a sweet boy. And he wished me. He texted me and wished me a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, maybe he shouldn't be sulking about another Christmas alone.
Anyway, so what were we talking about? Bella Thorne. She's in the movie with J-Lo.
No, Vanessa Hudgens is in the movie.
Sneaker Night.
Speaking of Vanessa Hudgens.
Did you watch the Christmas whatever?
The Princess Switch. I watched The Princess Switch, and let me tell you.
Are they putting out a new Christmas movie every day on Netflix? They're trying to do the Lifetime
thing? Netflix is the new Hallmark Channel, is the new Lifetime. I mean, I'm sure Melissa Joan Hart's probably in half these films.
I don't know. I'm watching Big Mouth right now.
I just want to let you know that I watched The Princess Switch because I believed the hype when I saw 99 on Rotten Tomatoes.
And let
me tell you, I got very stoned and it was not a good movie.
Well, I watched the Netflix Christmas movie about the wedding planner. Did you watch that one?
Is Adam Sandler in it? Wait, no, that's The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Planner, the Christmas Netflix Wedding Planner. The Christmas Wedding Planner is what it's called, I think.
Does she only plan Christmas weddings?
I don't know.
Would you get married on Christmas?
No. Oh my God, I hate those people. I hate people that get married on New Year's. It's like, fuck off.
My dad got married on New Year's.
I wish your dad would fuck off.
Don't come for him.
I'll come for him. Anyway, what were we talking about before that?
You had a story about Bella Thorne,
I think.
No,
I didn't really want to get into that. She wronged me, and that's all you people need to know. she poured some sugar on me.
Just like the Def Leppard song?
Okay, the fact that you know who that sings, that is that.
What? How could you not?
I don't know. I wear Merlot to Thanksgiving, okay? I'm not straight. I don't know. Anyway, I saw Boy Erased. Did you see that?
No, it's on my list of things
to do. Holy shit. It was something. You need to see it.
Well, I had to go downtown to see the J-Lo movie, and I thought maybe I'll go a little early. It's been raining in San Francisco for like a week, which is fine. We needed the rain. I was all, I'll go down. I'll make it a double feature. I'll see Boy Erased, and then I'll see Second Act with my friends. And guess what?
What?
It wasn't even playing at the AMC Metreon in San Francisco.
Merlot knows she didn't.
Right. So like, what am I supposed to do with that? And then I thought, maybe I'll go during the day, but I've just had busy days. I'm doing drag this weekend.
Okay. Well, I'm not done talking about Boy Erased. We'll get into your drag.
I don't want to hear about Boy Erased if you're going to spoil.
I'm going to say is if you're listening at home, it's very important that you go see it. And not just you, listeners, going to see it, but bring somebody with you so that they go see it, especially like a straight person who thinks that gays have gay rights because marriage happened and what's there left to do, blah, 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 blah. Who, girl? I left the theater.
Motivated?
Shaking.
Mad?
I don't even know what my emotions were. I was sad. I was mad. I was like, I was like convulsing. Truly, that was like my body's reaction to it. I had to leave. I thought I was going to puke in the movie theater. I ran out of Celebration Cinema in Lansing. I ran. I'm not even joking.
Maybe you were all hyped up on like Diet Coke.
Well, it was a little bit. And then we went to Sam's Club and I was like, I just cried for 2 hours. I looked like I cried for 2 hours. And somebody tweeted that they saw me in Sam's Club and I wanted to be like, well, that, I need to explain why I looked like that. So that's the that on that.
And now you feel better.
Now I feel better. Thank you.
Your whole point of the story was to clear up for the one person who saw you at Sam's Club at Eastwood Town
Center. I know she's listening. Anyway.
Wait, actually.
What?
Remember that I told you that I saw that girl when I was like catching Pokemon and she was all, are you Corey? And I was wearing Tyler Oakley merch and I couldn't remember her name.
Okay.
Well, we talked about her on the podcast and then she tweeted at me and goes, me.
Oh, no.
she goes, it me. And I thought, oh, God.
Should we give some shout outs to people on the podcast? Who should we say hello to? You know,
shout it out.
It's hard because with 8 billion listeners, it's like, who do you start with?
You know who gave us a shout out on their podcast?
Oh my God. Well, we need to start with that. Well, they gave you a shout out because they said that you had promoted their new podcast and I hadn't yet. And they didn't say that I hadn't yet, but I truly hadn't yet. And I was listening to their podcast to catch up on it. And I heard them say, thank you so much, Corey, for giving us a shout out on your podcast. And I was like, oh my God, it's because I hadn't listened yet. And I didn't want to give a faux recommendation. And so now that I'm all caught up on This Might Get Weird, the podcast by Grace Helbig and Mamrie Hart, I can authentically say I love it.
It's great.
It's great.
All I do is listen to it while I'm cooking and I think, how nice.
It's great. I love it. It really came in handy while I was home in Michigan for the holiday because I got to listen to it when I was driving to like Grand Rapids and I had an hour in the car and blah, 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 blah.
What did you do in Grand Rapids?
Girl, I went crazy. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Postmates. Now, as usual, your stomach and the rest of your life are at war. You need to eat, but you can't stop what you're doing to deal with it, and the only fast things that deliver are not what you want. Introducing Postmates. It's an app that adds a delivery option to your favorite restaurants. Now imagine anything you want to eat delivered. You don't have to drive, you don't have to park, you don't even have to talk on the phone to order your food. You just download the app and order. It's 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Postmates will bring you what you want within the hour. You can even see where your food is and track the delivery. And plus, if you forget like eggs and milk or anything like that, no problem. If you're craving a tasty burger, check. Looking for the perfect bottle of red wine or summer beer, order up. It's all super easy. It's your new long-term munchies booty call. So, for a limited time, Postmates is giving you $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, all you gotta do is download the app today and use the code PSYCHO. 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 Again, that is code PSYCHO for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Save the hassle, get food that you love fast at Postmates with code PSYCHO. And of course, we don't talk about something unless we love it. I use Postmates all the time. Y'all are gonna love it. I guarantee it.
Did you drive 90 minutes for dick?
No. I drove to Grand Rapids and I went and I got tapas. I got tapas.
I don't believe this.
I promise you.
What? You had to drive to Grand Rapids for
Alexis
tapas?
Alexis lives in Grand Rapids now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
okay,
and that's the truth. Thank you.
I believe you.
But don't let my denial...
I can't fucking speak.
Don't let my lack of travel to Grand Rapids for an hour and a half make you think that I won't do it, because I will. Yeah.
I
had to get that out there and I had to set the record straight.
Well, you do.
I am wearing Merlot.
Well, you do have big hole energy.
Okay. Does that mean big dick hole or big asshole?
Big urethra energy? Honey's got.
When somebody says big hole energy, and when they say big dick energy, is that like girth of the dick itself or big hole in the dick? Or what's the tea?
Maybe it's when they have the gauges in their ears. Big hole energy.
You know I can't hear Safe and Sound by Taylor Swift without thinking of sounding. You know that about me.
Do you think Santa has big coal energy?
Coal? Is that coal? Corey Cole?
Big coal energy?
Okay, big coal energy is good. Thank you.
Well, actually, coal is out. Solar's in.
Well, what is Santa going to leave for my naughty little hole?
Well, he should leave like a fucking... If coal, for your if, naughty hole.
If coal... Yeah, the hole that goes into my stocking. You can't put anything in a stocking unless you put it in the hole.
Now I'm going to have to spend the rest of the day thinking about big urethra energy.
My impact.
I was talking about butthole.
I was talking about urethra hole.
I figured that out now. The more you know, shooting star.
Okay, so I need to... I searched for Psychobabble on Twitter, the hashtag Psychobabble, to see who's been tweeting along. I have to say, Ashley tweeted about us talking about Rita Ora, saying, I don't think she's quite had a bop that's resonated with me, because that's what you said. And I said, you are wild. Have you listened to the new album? The album came out since we last talked about how she's a queen.
I did, actually.
What do you think?
Yesterday when I was sitting alone in the theater waiting for our friends to show up for the J-Lo movie, I listened to the Rita Ora album, and I listened to the second half of it when I was walking to the gym today. And also, let me tell you.
Big Rita energy.
Now, I'm going to have to pull up her discography. The one takeaway I thought, wow, you really should add Kashmir to your sex playlist. If you've got one and you need a
Kashmir,
new song.
Kashmir, have a low, hanging through the window or something.
Yep, she's all, I climbed through the window.
Kashmir.
But then I didn't know if it was Kashmir or the song after it because it kind of like blurred together. I was catching Pokemon on the walk home from the gym. And one of them has like a weird instrument noise. And I don't know if you want me to ruin the song for you or not, but it sounds like that vine of the kid getting hit in the head with a basketball.
Wait, like, what? Which one? Which song?
It's either Kashmir or the one after it.
Okay, so
I'll have to find it and send it to you when we're done recording. But it's literally, you know how that little boy gets the kid, like, hits himself in the head with a basketball and he's like, yeah!
I know exactly what you're talking
there
about.
There is a moment.
And
he's
like looking at the camera and he's grinning. He's like, yeah!
Yes. Well, bitch, I will figure out what song and I will tell you, but it is. That and that noise, she makes that noise in one of the songs, and I thought, well, this is not the reference I needed in a song.
I will say this: the album is a little bit long. Okay.
The funny thing is, when I looked at it too, I thought, look at me getting all mad when like Troy drops an album and there's like 9 or 10 songs on it, and I think not enough. And then I see an album from Rita Ora, and I scroll and see 16 songs, and I think, girl.
There's a happy medium in the middle. I saw Zayn is releasing an album, speculated that he's releasing an album that's like 22 songs or something like that.
Wow.
I was just like, girl, do we gotta, like, I mean,
I just don't think I could handle.
Well, I don't think I'm even interested. But like, so for Phoenix, Rita Ora's album, let me tell you, my favorite songs are Anywhere, Let You Love Me. Let You Love Me is like my favorite song of the year, I think. Not even going to exaggerate.
Does it have a video? Should it be in the Power Hour?
I would love if it had a video. I don't know if it does. If it has a video, that is like my one request. Like, please put it in the Power Hour.
I mean, the first half of the album, when I listened to it, I very much was like, I've heard these songs. She's been
a lot of them have been released. New Look could be a single. Lonely Together, I feel like that came out forever ago. Your Song came out forever ago. A lot of the ones for you with Liam, I really actually kind of like. Girls with Cardi and Bebe Rexha and Charlie XCX. So there's like a lot of really good songs. Okay, so I'm into that album.
But
I have two other albums that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to ask if you've listened.
Okay.
The Little Mix album. Have you listened?
I've only listened to Girls. And it's like, I really did jump around and skim. And one of our friends really tried to sell me on Wasabi. But other than that, I just really...
Girls?
No, like Woman Like Me or whatever.
Oh.
It's something about...
Woman Like Me with Nicki Minaj.
Something about a female doing
what
a thing.
What the fuck is going on? National Manthem?
Look at you trying to have both a Rita Ora and a Little Mix Queens edition.
Baby, no, I just have things to say. I like Woman Like Me. I like Told You So. I like Wasabi. I'm scrolling through it right now. There were a lot more slow songs than I wanted. I know that everyone's allowed to do whatever they want with their songs and their whatever. You can put out as many mid-tempos as you want. We get it. But... I just want bops.
She hates a mid-tempo.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is ButcherBox. ButcherBox delivers healthy, 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, free-range organic chicken, and heritage breed pork. The incredible quality of ButcherBox meats start with the commitment of raising animals humanely and free of antibiotics and hormones. So if you don't know what ButcherBox is, each box comes with at least 9 to 11 pounds of meat, which is enough for 24 individual-sized meals. You can choose from 5 different box types. You can get all beef, beef and chicken, beef and pork, mixed box, custom box of whatever you want to get. And what I love most about it is delivered right to your doorstep. You can think of ButcherBox as your neighborhood butcher delivered right to your door on dry ice. Free shipping anywhere in the 48 states. Plus, when you subscribe to it, you can choose your delivery frequency with your customizable subscription. Super easy. And if you're like me and you're like, I don't really know what to do with all this meat, there are tons of recipes online at the ButcherBox website. So you have all these options with all these great meats. It's like, you are good to go. And y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So you can get free bacon. Corey, can you believe it? Free bacon. I know. Crazy. Free bacon and $20 off your first box. All you gotta do is go to butcherbox.com/psychobabble and enter psychobabble. Again, butcherbox.com/psychobabble and enter psychobabble. Thank you so much, ButcherBox, for sponsoring this episode. We love you here at the podcast. Okay, now back to the gossip.
You know what? A music fact I heard this week that really just tickled me.
What?
Somebody posted on Instagram that they were reading Michelle Obama's new book. Mm-hmm. And apparently in the book she says that she went to see Les Mis and she didn't like it.
The movie or the show?
Bitch, if I had the clarification, I would tell you. But in my head, I'm just picturing it's both.
Who is that man? Hugh?
Laurie. Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is going on tour.
Huge dick.
Hugh Jackman is going... Hugh energy. Hugh Jackman is going on tour. Are you going to go?
Singing?
With music from the beloved films.
The Greatest Showman?
Les Mis, Greatest Showman, et cetera.
No.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Are you kidding?
A world tour.
Where is he playing? The fucking Hollywood Bowl?
I don't know. And I'm not gonna, I don't think it's for me. Unless they're paying me to go.
I don't think I...
That's how you get me to go to anything.
I don't think I've seen a Hugh Jackman movie where I thought, well, I'm glad he sang.
I'm sure he's done things that I've liked or enjoyed in some capacity. I liked Les Mis. I can't believe Michelle didn't.
Yeah, well, I thought just when I couldn't like Michelle Obama anymore, turns out she hates Les Mis.
Well,
so does that make you like Michelle Obama less or more?
More, I think, actually. I like a strong opinion. And I think it's very easy for politicians to be all supportive of everything. But to hear a strong opinion about what she doesn't like, we love.
Wait. Oh, my God. I can't believe I took the conversation away from Rita Ora without saying my Rita Ora fact.
What? I'm on the edge.
I sent it to you, that post that was like, Rita Ora is the advice queen we need. There was like an article.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Actually, tell the people because it was funny.
So somebody asked Rita Ora, what should we give for Secret Santa? And she replied, I love a product.
What the fuck is that?
Like, literally, it's like anything and everything.
What's your favorite product?
So is that like her saying she doesn't want a coupon that's like for me to shovel your driveway?
What? No, I don't know. Actually think
for me to
I think
do the
maybe
dishes.
Maybe that means something. Is she British?
I think so.
Maybe that means something in Great Britain.
A product?
Like maybe that's like a
I love
like
a product.
Maybe that's what they call like beauty products or something, you know.
Just product.
I don't know.
Product?
Maybe, I'm just trying to make sense. You know what my big takeaway from the Rita Ora album was? So you know the backstory about her and Calvin Harris?
No.
You don't know any of that drama?
Did they fuck?
So so all of this could be false because I have... Shut up. I don't know if any of this is true. Actually, I guess I could just Google it. Calvin Harris,
you're gonna have to
Rita
go to,
Ora.
You're going to have to go to Snopes.com.
I kind of have to. There was a feud or something, and what I had heard was because they were together. Okay, if y'all are listening and you know any truth behind any of this, please clarify in the hashtag psychobabble. But I had heard that they were together and then they broke up, and then and he had produced a lot of her music or something.
Okay.
And so when they broke up, he was all, okay, well, because I have the rights to your songs or whatever the hell, you're not allowed to sing the songs or perform them live anywhere or anything. So her career was really stunted because she was being held back. Now, any of that could be false or made up in my head. I vaguely remember that being true or something.
Is that like similar to revenge porn?
It feels a little like that. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess I don't like that.
I that's what I had heard.
Does this mean I'm not is Calvin Harris my problematic fave?
Now, I can't confirm if he did any of that, so I don't really know.
Okay, but, so I can keep him on the would blow him list for now.
Absolutely. There's a lot of men that are very evil that I would blow, so it's kind of whatever.
Did you just profess your love for Donald Trump?
No! No. But my point of that story was at the last song on the Rita Ora album, now that you know that story, listen to it. It's called Soul Survivor, and I think it's... If you listen to it with that lens, it's very like, girl, you thought you, or Calvin, you thought you could hold me down, but no, bitch, etc.
Wow.
Have a listen. and also in fact, know that that story may have been made up by me.
I can't wait to go back. Okay, you know what story reminded me of you this week?
What? Does it mean?
No, it's about Kim Kardashian.
What? I was kind of watching that at the gym today.
Ugh. One of my friends was like talking to me verbatim about Keeping Up with the Kardashians as if I watched that show. And then they made fun of me because I said, I don't watch KWUTK up.
Okay.
Bitch.
So what's the story?
An acronym queen he is not.
Okay. What's the story, Morning Glory?
I read that Kim
Have you ever been to a Morning Glory hole?
No, but I did see the movie Morning Glory featuring Rachel McAdams.
I loved the album Glory by Britney Spears. What's your favorite Glory? Glory be to God in the highest?
My favorite Glory.
I think it is Glory be.
I think mine would be a hole, a big Glory hole energy.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, what?
Kim Kardashian said in an interview that when she got married and when she made her sex...
I just gasped so hard I choked. I know what story you're talking about. I loved it.
When she got married and when she made her porn, she was on ecstasy for both.
I know.
And her quote in the article was, you can tell I'm on ecstasy in the porn. She said, everyone knows that my jaw... My jaw's shaking the entire time.
Now, I don't mean to laugh at anybody's trauma with substance abuse, but that's iconic.
Right?
Is she saying that at the, like, during the wedding, during her vows, she was on ecstasy?
Apparently she was rolling tits for both.
Or was she, like, at the reception rolling?
I don't know.
That's a big difference because when you're in a church, maybe the last thing you're going to want is like a lick of MDMA.
Maybe she was microdosing throughout the day. Well, maybe she drank an orange juice mimosa
and
it kicked it back into gear.
Oh, heaven help. Okay. Well, you know, I don't know.
Does that not make you want to watch her porn and see if her jaw is shaking the entire time?
When I did read that, I did think, I don't remember her jaw shaking. And then I thought, did I actually ever watch it? And then I thought, should I Google it right now? And then I thought, is this problematic? And then I just was like, I don't want to open up a, what's it called, tab.
A private tab?
in the privacy of my own home, me opening up a private tab to look up Kim Kardashian's jaw.
Well, shaky jaw sister.
Well, great. You know, I hope she's okay. I hope she took her 5-HTP3CPO.
I just read that article and I thought, so Tyler's going to love this story.
Now tell me why I would love that.
because you watch KUWTK.
I shut the fuck up. I actually don't watch that. But you know what? I thought of you. I thought of you this week.
You think
because
of me?
I don't often think of you. But I did think of you because when I made a Twitter poll and I want to know how you voted.
You think I don't have you muted?
Don't be a bitch. I said, who has the better holiday themed episodes?
Oh, wait.
Simpsons with their Halloween horror, you know, those Halloween tree house, whatever the hell, or friends with their Thanksgiving episodes.
I really didn't see this poll.
Well, what do you vote?
I vote for Roseanne's Halloween episodes. Ugh.
I made a poll and I put options, and you, the fact that you're not abiding by the options.
What day
is disturbing.
Did you put this poll? Oh, I see it. Yeah, I sure didn't vote.
Okay, so you say out of those two, though, what do you say?
I would say Roseanne's Halloween episodes. Remember the first Thanksgiving we had in San Francisco, and we. It was just like me and you and Lolo and Grivers, and we watched like all the Friends Thanksgivings episodes.
I don't remember doing that, but I do remember eating lumpia.
Yeah, it was your first lumpia moment.
I really loved it. Kingsley said that Boy Meets World Halloween episodes. And then my friend said Bob's Burgers
episodes. Know Boy Meets World is triggering for me, so I can't believe you're going to bring that up.
Kelvin said Hey Arnold.
Ew.
What's that one show? Brooklyn Nine-Nine Halloween episodes. Everyone's saying Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I wanted to say, when I give you multiple choice, it's not fill in the blank, bitch. Answer the fucking question.
You're right. Unless there was a third option saying give
there
me
is
an
no
option.
Third option.
Well, then there you have it. That was like me telling you everyone what my favorite movies were from each year from the last 10 years, and everyone tried to be like, well, you're wrong. And I thought, well, that's weird. I can't be wrong about my favorite movie.
Nothing bugs me more than people chiming in when I'm like, did I ever ask you anything about anything? You fucking bitch. So that's
me.
Where I'm at. That is where I'm at.
Wow. And speaking of where we are at.
I think we're at the end.
I think we are pretty darn close to 30 minutes, if not over. If only we had watches so we could keep track of this.
Oh my God. Wait, the last thing I wanted to say was, you know what's been buzzing this whole time?
Your microwave oven.
Not my watch. My back. I just bought a posture corrector.
Is it a bro?
I don't know what that means.
It's like a bra, but men wear it. It's called a bro instead of a bra.
It looks like a little mouse that you use with your computer.
Okay.
And it's a mini version, and you stick it to your back, and it buzzes if you're slouching. So I've been having to do this the whole time.
Is that like... So it's like a reverse...
cowgirl. No.
Like a reverse Care Bear. You know how Care Bears like shoot the thing out of their tummies?
Excuse me?
Maybe no, you're like, never... oh no, like Iron Man. Instead of on the chest, you've got it on the back.
Sure. I don't know, but it's already stressing me out. I just got it today and it's like, it just keeps vibrating at me.
Well, you know what they say. You love to quit things.
Well, you know what they say. You're going to be alone on Christmas. So. Oh,
wow.
Okay, I got a Merlot. I got to get Merlot.
I got to get Merlot out of here.
Thank you. Okay, bye.